You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars on this Memorial Day weekend. The Civic Media Radio Network. And here's Nat King Cole.
Grab yourself a chair and sit down and get you. Gonna hear some news of the military nature. Relax while I give you the latest report. Sport. There never was a finer sight when all our boys were fixed to fight on D-Day, D-Day, D-Day. They'll soon be coming back. For now they're on a solid track since D-Day, 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 D-Day. It'll take more than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bonds and I do mean you. For D-Day, 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 D-Day.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savages. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeat in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war. and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Morning. They're a little young.
That they are.
They look a little nervous.
All right, I need all flight crews to report to their designated areas immediately.
Major. Barlett.
Sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
We marched with banners unfurled. We were drilled and trained.
Rooms or telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore.
Do what the buglers command. They're in the Army and not in a band.
This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks. She won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the Army and not in a band. This is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore.
Hey, that is Irving Berlin. Andre Castellanos. American Patrol. U.S. Army Band. That's the Army Jazz Ambassador, Swingin' Sousa. Music of the Star. Wonder why there's no saxophone in a symphony. Salute to the Air Force. Off we go. Out of the wild blue yonder. Music of the Stars. Say, we're on till high noon, and I want to join with all the stations on the Civic Media Network. I won't say a happy Memorial Day, though I wish you that. Let's say a contemplative one. What do you say? The music of the stars. Here's Andre Kostelanets. Music from Chicago. No, not the city. The band. Thank you. The King's Men, Irving Berlin.
Thank you. tear in your eye, Cherie, but you love Fred. I love your sparkling eyes.
Hey, Hal, do you realize that this is the first pass we're getting in 3 months?
Yeah, that ain't coming too soon, buddy. We ain't gonna be here tomorrow when they issue them new cannons, huh?
What are they giving us cannons for? I can't even carry the rifle they gave me.
I can't carry any of the junk I got. What junk, huh?
Plenty of junk.
Hop tent, shovel, bayonet, all important stuff.
And how about that little beauty, the gas mask,
Oh,
huh?
There is a doll. There is a doll.
They give you the gas mask to save your life, and then when you wear it in the mess hall, they get mad. Junk.
They got no sense of humor.
Oh, a lot of junk.
One more little thing I'd like to bring up as long as we're talking about the equipment. How about them iron derbies they stick on it, huh?
Are those murder?
Ooh.
But you know, you got to admit one thing.
What?
They're good protection.
Fine protection. Good
they
protection.
They keep out the wind and the sun and the rain and the sleet.
Certainly. Only thing that'll go through them is bullets, right?
That's all. Just bullets.
Well, we won't have to worry about that for a couple of days,
forget
buddy.
Forget all that junk, buddy.
You and me are going to really live it up in town.
Hey, you know something?
Ah.
This pass would be complete if one guy was going with us.
Murphy, that's the guy. He's a funny man.
Murphy's funny.
Murphy's a funny guy.
Huh? He's a funny guy. Keep your screaming.
He'd get us arrested in 20 minutes,
oh,
right?
Because he's funny.
He's a funny. Some guy's got blue eyes, but Murphy's funny.
He's funny. Funny.
Hep, hop, hep, hop, hep.
The heads are up, the chests are out, the arms are swinging in cadence count. Sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
cadence count.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, let's go back and count some more. Sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
cadence count.
One, two, three, four.
And the rest of my life. Sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
A one.
Two, three, four.
A two.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
The captain rides in a jeep.
You're right.
The sergeant rides in a truck.
You're right.
The general rides in a limousine. But we're just out of luck.
You're right.
Sound off.
Sound off.
Cadence out.
One, two.
Good morning, everybody. Nelson Riddle. Thank you. Here's Irving Berlin himself.
And now we recreate a very special scene for This is the Army. Let us go back 25 years to the Century Theater in New York, where another all-soldier show, Yip Yip Yap Hank, is playing. The curtain is going up on the second act. The scene, a barracks at Camp Upton on Long Island.
Okay, you guys, it's 9:30. Time for lights out.
Oh, Sarge, leave the lights on a few minutes longer, will you? I gotta find out who wins the girl on this magazine I'm reading.
Maybe you'd like me to get you a special bed lamp. Go to sleep, you mugs.
Shortest night I ever spent.
All right, you guys, up and at 'em. Hit the deck. Outside for roll call.
Wait till I get out of this army. I'll show that bum.
I'm gonna bust that bugle some morning. Stewart!
Yeah.
Jaroslow?
Here.
Bush?
Here.
Reeves?
Yo.
Diamond?
Yo.
Berlin? Berlin! Where is that guy?
He said he was tired, Sergeant, and if you wanted him for anything, you could find him in the barracks.
Oh, he did he? Let me at him. Come on, sleeping beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
I've been a soldier quite a while and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful, the army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all, they all love me, it's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning. Someday I'm going to murder the Bueller. Someday they're going to find him dead.
And then I'll get that other pup, the guy who wakes the bugler up,
and spend the rest of my life in bed.
Nobody loves me. Who's got a pencil and paper? I'm gonna write the President of the United States a letter.
What's the matter now, baby?
I'm gonna hand in my notice. Don't look now, brother, but you're missing a leg.
What are you, a wise guy or a salesman? I've been around.
I hear a radio playing in here.
What radio? There's no radio in here.
Well, don't let me hear any carousing.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yes, sir.
That's better.
Well, you gotta be one or the other. Go ahead and play it.
You heard what the sergeant said.
Never mind him. I'll take care of him. It's a free country, ain't it?
Yes.
You an American citizen?
Yes.
Go ahead and play it. And loud. You know? Wait a minute. I'll take it easy. I'm on your side. Please be my friend. That sergeant always makes me boil. I'd like to fry that guy in oil. No matter what you do, he's always squawking. But you just wait and don't forget, I'll get to be a captain yet, and that's the day that I'll do all the talking.
Three cheers for the red, white, and Captain Brown. Heck, 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 hooray!
My buddy!
What did you do?
I'll scramble it later. When I become a captain, the title will be strictly unofficial. I won't be highfalutin'. Forget about salutin'. Step up and call me by my first initial.
Three cheers for the red, white, and Captain me. Hep, 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 hooray!
My buddy! Snow, this time of the year? It's marvelous. Well, I'll see you later. When I become a captain, there'll be no bugle calls to spoil your slumber. There'll be no KP duties, and we'll draft a bunch of cuties. And instead of doing drills, we'll do the rumba! What do you think is wrong with this army? I'm glad you asked me that, my friend. And I can tell you in just two words, plenty. Get the rest of the boys down here, I'll tell you.
Come on, fellas.
Now, the way I see it, there's too much coal and too much heat, too many MPs walking a beat, too many hikes and too many marches, too many feet with fallen notches, too much water in the soup, too many pairs of pants and troop, too many orders, too many drills, iodine and quinine pills, too much mud and too much rain, too many eggs and too much paste, too many blisters, too many corns, too many drums and too many horns. Too much working like a slave, too many spuds that need a shave, too many rules and too much law. Well, it's the darndest mess I ever saw. Three cheers for the red, white, and captain brown. Hep, 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 hep.
So you want to be a captain, huh? Well, I've had a talk with the general about you. We've decided to make you an admiral.
Admiral? Ooh. Do they have admirals in the army?
Sure. We're going to put you in charge of all the vessels.
Oh, goody.
Vessels.
That's Lou Costello, Buck Privates, with Bud Abbott. These are the Andrews Sisters, written just for Buck Privates.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lad, a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doo 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 da da doo da da doo doo. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet. Because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, da.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello both had problems with the tax man, but it's sort of ironic because they had spent so much time touring and promoting war bonds during World War II. It's kind of a shame that they ended up in the hole so deep with the government, but you got to pay the man, right? At one point, Bud Abbott owed the government $750,000. So he ended up having to sell his house. And Bud and his wife eventually even had to sell her jewelry to satisfy the payment. Bud Abbott once said in an interview that if he had a dollar for everyone who ever saw one of his movies, that he wouldn't have a problem. Later then, some people started sending him money. After Lou Costello's death, Bud needed to work because he had to have money, and he suffered from epilepsy, and he was a drinker too, as everyone was then, it seems. And so he tried to reform a sort of a comedy act with the comedian Candy Candido. And I'm not that familiar with him. Maybe you could leave a comment down below about who he was. Bud had a lot of health problems, and at one point he broke his hip, and the National Enquirer did a story about it. And people did send money to help him out, and they also sent a lot of get well cards. And he was very happy about that. But at those times, he was barely getting by on his Social Security, which wasn't that much. I think it was less than $200 a month at that time. His wife worked part-time, I believe. Sadly, after suffering from prostate cancer and having two strokes, Bud Abbott did die at his home in Woodland Hills, California, on April 24th, 1974. He was only 76 years old. What was your favorite Abbott and Costello movie?
From Gene Autry.
Music of the Star.
The tall man with the high hat and the whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, any bonds today, any bonds today. Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any
bonds. Did you ever see anything like it in your life?
Yeah, once at a riot at the Yankee Stadium.
I still hope for medicine shows. Quiet. Keep heckling her. I want to get a picture.
Pardon me, is this the happiness show?
No, it isn't. And if you don't shut up, I'll call an usher. Okay, I got it. Get it? Autry fan balls out heckler.
Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today. Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps today? We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Here comes the freedom man. Can't make tomorrow's plan, not unless you buy a share of freedom today.
With a high hat and a whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, any bonds today? Come on and get him, folks. Come on, step right up and get him. Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy your share of freedom today. Ah, many stamps today, gift kitties. We'll be blessed if we all invest in the USA. Sammy, my Uncle Sammy.
Here comes the freedom man.
Can't make tomorrow's plan.
Not unless you buy your share of freedom today. Any stamps, any bonds today.
They used to sell those in movie theaters. The ushers would come up and down.
Let us all sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight that gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we won.
Stand by for news. The Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.